Well, hi, it's Mac here, and it's still Sunday, the 20th of May. Still sunny, still lovely. And I've been putting about in the garden and the pond all day. It's been great. In a t-shirt and shorts. My goodness. Ah, summer has finally arrived. Okay, so I have been listening to the Boos. I think I've caught up with virtually, not everyone, but most. Still lots of comments to make, but I want to comment here on the conversation that's been going on between myself and Simon SM2N, and who else chipped in on that subject? Not the language one, the actual evolution one. I think it goes way back to Chris Pilgrim. Chris, his conversation with Black 73 Cat, I think. Anyway, no matter. So Zaki has come in and and educated us all. Yeah, Zaki, that's you're just the guy that we were needing to come on board here and point out all our discrepancies. Yeah, I suppose if we'd really looked into the subject and amongst our conversations, Googled, Wikipedia, you name it, we could have done all that and had the facts and figures in front of us. But I suppose that destroys the object to conversations, debates, dialogue, ideas. If we just jump into Google everything before a conversation, it just becomes far too clinical. People have too many facts. They're not their facts. They're just quoting facts, basically, if you know what I mean. But it's good to hear that you didn't need to do that, that you actually have a background in that. And that's exactly why I said it's great to have you on board on that, because so much stuff we don't know. And all we're doing is just having a chat, but then to get the facts laid out in front of us is great, absolutely. Even the title, even the name of that vast continent all those millions of years ago, it was billions actually, and the difference between Homo sapiens and Homo sapiens sapiens. I mean, I never really knew about that double-barreled title, as it were. But it's great stuff to hear you, a knowledgeable person, coming in and letting us know exactly what the facts were about things and your views on it. It's great. Absolutely. I'm sure we will, once I get time to think about it, have some more questions for you and probably Simon. It's just, sometimes when you hear something like that and you go, here we are discussing this giant continental plate and the humans growing up at various points throughout this thousands of miles away from each other and developing, and it wasn't even the case. I still believe to a certain extent about some of the things that were said about the development of humans, but yeah, the picture that was painted and the reality of the actual picture at the time when Homo sapiens were developing and where or how the Teutonic plates were, etc. at the time. Okay, great to have the clarity on that. And it'd be great, Sakim, if you have more stuff on this, because it is a very interesting subject, and it'd be great to hear more. So I'll leave it at that and see what others and yourself have to say. And a wee birdie saying something as well. I'll leave you with tranquility of my pond and the wee birdies.